You read the title. Yes, I deleted my LinkedIn and I live to tell about it. Stay tuned till the end to find out if I've kept it deleted or if I brought it back. But in the meantime, what I want to talk to you here about today is not complaining about LinkedIn, but I want to wake you up to what you are doing in your business that may not be bringing you any results at all, and you need to snap out of this pattern and change it up or stop wasting time on it. I'm your host, Joel Oliver, and this is Profits Through Podcasting.
This episode is brought to you by SureTake. I created SureTake because after nearly a decade in the podcast editing business, I saw what podcasters and studios really needed. I've seen the tragedy of lost recordings, frustrated users of unreliable platforms, and I've learned how to streamline our workflow to make the podcasting process seamless and efficient for our clients. With all that in mind, the purpose behind SureTake is simple: reliable recording. No paying for features you don't need, no lost recordings, and a great human support team who will reply in minutes if you have a question. Record an episode on SureTake today for free, no credit card required, so there's no risk in giving it a try. Visit SureTake.io, that is SureTake.io, and you'll find the link in the show notes.
I'm not going to spend most of the episode complaining about LinkedIn, but I want to set some context here by offering up a few complaints. Whether you are aware of it or not, LinkedIn has become famous for a variety of jokes and criticisms and memes in internet culture. You know, whether it's corporate cringe, humble bragging, personal tragedy as content. Here's what my divorce taught me about my business. This fake networking energy, whatever. I personally find a lot of the criticisms to be true. That's just the kind of guy I am. And I dreaded going on there. So I really didn't. You know, we would auto-post content to LinkedIn, just the same stuff we use on Instagram and YouTube. But if you're not making much of an effort on LinkedIn to do it intentionally, then you get what you deserve, which, you know, is what I got and what I deserve, which is like really nothing, not much engagement. It's kind of embarrassing, honestly, to just have like months worth of posts and you get one like, or 1,000 followers and you get 2 likes. But anyway, since LinkedIn and a lot of the internet at this point has become a cesspool of spam, I did get a lot of that on there too. Like, I had these 1,000 followers that just literally don't care. They don't see anything I post. I don't know who they even are or how I got that many. But I'm getting connection requests from people in foreign countries promising to give me podcast downloads or something, you know, some kind of fake templated message. And more recently, AI commenting on my post, the post that I put a lot of effort into creating to try to market for my company. These other people will swoop in there and post, yeah, I agree, you know, it's like podcast expert. Oh, isn't that nice of you? What are you doing here? Just hanging out, are you? No, you're trying to actually like ride on the coattails of my content. So no. Not only has LinkedIn done virtually nothing for me, maybe not even virtually, like almost literally nothing for me, I see a lot of people in my circle actually posting great content as well. And again, crickets. Like, I don't know why anyone is on here, okay? So one day I'm on the LinkedIn app. I'm doing my daily round of like clearing spam, which I usually do on the toilet because it's just that's the only time where like the value of the time and LinkedIn match. You know, it's complete. I have nothing else to do right now. So I had this crazy idea. What if I just deleted this? Like, what if I just ceased to exist on LinkedIn? Would I still exist in the real world? No, I can't delete my LinkedIn. That's just bizarre. Like, that can't. But wait, what has LinkedIn done for me in the last 2 years? Just what has it done for me? And I really started thinking about it. You know, where would I have added all those contacts from all these networking events that I did and never talked to them again? You meet someone at an event, get on LinkedIn. I don't think I've spoken to anyone, maybe like one person out of all this time that I've actually continued having a relationship with business-wise or kept in touch with. Oh no, if I don't have LinkedIn, where can I post all my content that no one sees? Where can I get my daily fix of my ego being stroked by people from wherever trying to connect? Hi, Joel. I just thought I'd like to connect. Just, yep, looked you up and yeah, you know, like... this is what I realized. I'd literally notice zero difference in my life if I deleted LinkedIn. It sounded scary, but nothing would happen. Now, something I want to address before we go any further is you might be thinking, well, Joel, you get out of it what you put in. You're just not being proactive enough. You're not taking the initiative to talk to more people, whatever, post LinkedIn-esque content. And to that, I say you may have a fair point. I mean, I think it's so full of spam at this point that no one will even reply to me. Like, I'm just lumped in with all these other spammers, so it's really hard to even connect on there and actually, you know, genuinely reach people. So anyway, it was there at that moment I decided I'm just deleting it. I'm done. It felt wrong. There was hesitation, but I consulted my business partner about it, and I just did. This is gone. I did hibernate it, by the way. I didn't fully delete it, but I hibernated it. So I could bring it back if things didn't work out or, you know, I got anxious about it. Another thing, too, this was right before Calgary Stampede, which I consider to be networking season because it's not just about the fun. It is all fun, but there are networking events, like a ton of networking events that you can get invited to and go and meet people. And I thought, well, again, how am I going to add everyone on LinkedIn? Like, I'm going to meet all these great people and not have a way to, again, add them on LinkedIn and never speak to them again. So I reminded myself of that. You know, maybe I'll take some of the blame for LinkedIn not working out, but that's it. It's gone. Another benefit I thought too is instead of this adding everyone on LinkedIn in bulk, I could actually be much more intentional now with who I was talking to. And if I met someone that it seemed like we should definitely keep in touch or take the next step in a potential, you know, business relationship, we can like trade numbers or whatever, Instagram, anything, and actually remember each other and actually make an effort as opposed to just, oh, who are these 50 people that I got from, you know, that networking thing? It's not just that I'm giving up on networking. It's actually going to make it better, okay? LinkedIn, yeah, it can help keep you top of mind, but mine sure didn't because no one saw my stuff. But with all that said, brings me to the point of the show. It's what is your LinkedIn, okay? What is something that you've been doing for a while that you're just going through the motions, and if you actually took a step back to assess, you haven't gotten anything from it. It's not bringing results. It's wasting your time or both, because someone needs to step up here or you and take a look and say, whoa, yeah, that's right. I've just been doing this for how long now? I've been on LinkedIn and geez, it hasn't really brought anything. You know, it could be whatever, you know, apply this to your situation. Maybe it is LinkedIn, but take a look at the situation. There's no need to keep wasting time doing the same thing. I'm sure you've heard those sayings before. You're crazy if you keep doing the same thing and expecting different results. So I've spent all this time on LinkedIn thinking I need to be on there. Years go by and it literally did nothing for me. I got to snap out of that pattern and just go, this has to change. I'm either going to start posting intentionally and master LinkedIn. I'm going to take a course. I'm going to watch videos on how to win on LinkedIn, or I'm just going to delete it or, you know, whatever other options exist on that spectrum. You don't have to be as drastic as me, but you do need to take some time to reevaluate. Look at everything that you've been doing. If you've been posting on Instagram for a year, yes, it takes time to build things, but if you haven't built, if you basically still have the same amount of followers on Instagram as you did a year ago, or maybe you got 3 spam accounts, you're not seeing any growth, or you've podcasted for a year and it seems like no one's listening, wasting time every day on something like this that's just not getting you a return, you've got to stop. You have to stop now. You have to change it up. As I said, you don't need to necessarily be drastic like me and stop the whole thing. But look at why isn't this working? What do I need to do here? What do I need to figure out? Do I hate doing this? Should I give it up completely? But don't just keep going forever. Then 5 years down the road, you realize, you know, my business hasn't really grown that much. But I've been on LinkedIn every day for the last 5 years, and I have 10 million followers that don't talk to me. Wow, I wish I could get my time back and, you know, I've done something different. So stop doing those same things over and over. Catch yourself, see what's going on, see where you can save time, make things better, whatever you have to do, but take a look at that. And if that is you with the podcasting, you've been podcasting for a while and you're not really seeing the growth you expected, you're putting money and time into it and not seemingly getting anything back from it, but you want clients and business revenue from it, that would be a good reason for us to talk. We can have the podcast opportunity call, no pressure, no cost to you. Just a conversation to see where you're at. If we might be able to help with it, then we can talk about that and take the next steps. But if you feel like that with your podcast, that you've been just doing it, going through the motions week after week, you've been consistent, but nothing's working, that's a good reason for us to talk. The link for that is going to be in the show notes of this episode. Click the link and book your call right now. Before I go, I did say that I would reveal at the end of the show if I actually undeleted my LinkedIn account. Did I freak out and get it back? Well, I needed it for one thing, and this is on them. I was doing some research. I was trying to look up the CEO of a company or something. I wanted to see what their deal was. And LinkedIn is very gated if you don't have an account. They want everyone to have an account. So I had to unhibernate it for that case. But I don't use the app. I don't go on it. I don't go on it anymore. So I think technically right now I do exist. I am a person in the world because my LinkedIn account is there. But I don't use it. In fact, I was just at a networking thing the other day, and I stupidly maybe didn't bring my business cards. I do have them. That's still very common at networking events to have a business card. I didn't bring those, and people had talked about LinkedIn. I said I deleted it. I think I was coming across even as like just like I had this attitude that I was too cool for the room. So people would want to connect, and I'd say, well, I don't have business cards. I deleted LinkedIn. That wasn't my intention, but you know what? Like I said, I connected with a couple that really mattered. Either they gave me their business cards and I followed up by email and we're going to have some further conversations, or we traded Instagrams, we might schedule a coffee or whatever. To me, that is way better. Like, that was way more of an effective networking event than any of the ones where I took my LinkedIn and added a whole bunch of people and just never spoke to them again and we all forgot about each other. This was much more lucrative having deleted the LinkedIn. So my fears have subsided. We'll see if moving forward it matters. But like I said at the beginning, you know, I've gone years having LinkedIn and gotten nothing from it. So why should I have any FOMO now that I got rid of it? So in my mind, I am still LinkedIn free. I am not using it. However, I am still alive and I am still networking much more effectively, in fact, than before. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.